AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Another school shooting, Norman Hall reports the latest in Wisconsin.
A teenage student opened fire with a handgun at Abundant Life Christian School, a private facility in Madison, Wisconsin, killing a teacher and another teenager during the final week before Christmas break. Police said the shooter also died, apparently by suicide. A law enforcement official says the shooter was a 17-year-old female. Two wounded students were in critical condition, and four suffered less serious injuries. Abundant Life is a non-denominational Christian school, kindergarten through high school, with approximately 390 students.
A little dismayed now. I'm so close to Christmas.
Madison Police Chief Sean Barnes.
Every child, every person in that building is a victim and will be a victim forever. These types of trauma don't just go away.
I'm Norman Hall.
Police Chief's comments courtesy WKOW-TV. Gaza health officials say the Palestinian death toll in the Israel-Hamas war is now more than 45,000. Ukraine's military claims North Korean troops have been killed in fighting in Russia's Kursk region. And on those drones being spotted over the Mid-Atlantic, Ed Donahue reports drone detectors have found little or no evidence of wrongdoing.
Many of the sightings of drones have been in New Jersey. Governor Phil Murphy says there was no evidence of threats from the drones detected in the state over the weekend. At the White House, National Security spokesman John Kirby says the assessment there is these are
lawful commercial drones, hobbyist drones, and law enforcement drones, as well as manned fixed-wing aircraft, helicopters, and even stars that were mistakenly reported as drones.
Kirby points out there are 1 million lawfully registered drones. President-elect Donald Trump refused to say whether he had been briefed on the drone sightings.
Our military knows and our president knows, and for some reason they want to keep people in suspense.
Ed Donahue, Washington.
This is AP News. Two Monday night football games, the Bears in Minnesota to play the Vikings, the Falcons in Las Vegas to face the Raiders. Yesterday, Denny Catt was at the NFL's highest scoring game of the season for us.
Josh Allen throws for two scores and runs two more in to lead the Bills past the Lions 48-42. Allen and the Bills accumulated a season-high 559 yards of offense while improving to 11-3 and taking firm control of the second seed in the AFC.
Young guys stepped up. It's good to see them playing within themselves, and that's a really good team that we just played. And to come out of here, a tough environment, and with a victory going into our last 3 weeks, obviously, it's good.
James Cook ran for 105 yards and two scores, while Ty Johnson caught five balls for 114 yards as the Bills became the fifth team in league history to score 30 or more in eight straight games. Jared Goff threw for 494 yards and five touchdowns as the Lions saw their 11-game winning streak come to an end, dropping to 12-2. Denny Kapp, Detroit.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.
This fall, fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.